I'm strapped into a tiny bush plane for the last leg of my journey, a short flight to the village of Larsen's Bay on Kodiak Island's southwest coast. A breathtaking 30-minute hop takes me over fjord-like bays, dark green forest, and snow-covered 1,500-meter mountain peaks. Home to about 100 people, Larsen's Bay consists of a few dozen homes clustered around a fish cannery and a gravel airstrip. I'm here to attend graduation ceremonies at the public school, and it looks like the entire town has turned out for the event. As the program begins, about 20 children march in, the entire student body, I soon learn, ranging in age from 6 to 14. The kids are all wearing Alaska Native costumes, outfits they've made while studying the local Aleutic culture. They perform a number of Aleut dances. Four students are graduating today. Three are moving from kindergarten to the first grade, while one is advancing to high school. The program includes awards, speeches, and proud parents taking lots of pictures. But behind all the smiles is a great deal of concern. Educating children in such a remote place is difficult. Kodiak School Superintendent Betty Walters, who has also flown in for the graduation, says hiring teachers is relatively easy, but keeping them is something else again. There are only three teachers at Larsen's Bay, and two will not be returning next fall.
People are looking for adventure often when they come to Alaska, and we're actually looking for people who are interested in teaching children. So, you know, there are a few challenges there that you know, they certainly can have a life and have some of the wonderful outdoor experience, but we want them to be interested in kids first.
Many of these imported teachers find the isolation more than they can handle. Rochelle Reed came here from Wisconsin but couldn't make the adjustment and won't be staying. She worries the school's children also suffer from the isolation.
Maybe not all the kids can verbalize it, but not having a lot of friends, you know, of the same age group is very challenging. It's so important, you know, to help develop just ways of knowing how to be with people and how to treat people and how to have friends.
These so-called bush schools also provide few opportunities for extracurricular activities. Sports, social events, and cultural offerings are all scarce. But, says Superintendent Walters, American universities expect to see such activities listed on a student's college application.
We have to fly off-island for a basketball game. The logistics are interesting. The time away from the classroom is also an impact, and one that I am greatly concerned about. But that's a major part of our budget.
Kodiak students aren't the only ones who travel frequently. The state school system flies itinerant teachers like Sally Wilker out to the villages to provide specialized instruction.
There are eight villages here in Kodiak. One of them is accessible by road. The rest of them you can only get to by float plane, small plane, or boat. I usually go for 7 to 10 days at a time to the villages.
What she teaches during that time represents one of the advantages of attending school in Alaska. The state's rich native cultures provide a valuable educational tool. Ms. Wilker recently had her students recreate an ancient Aleut hunting spear to teach more modern skills.
We designed and conducted experiments with them, looking at the velocity of the spears, what affects that velocity, the difference between tangential velocity and angular velocity. I really tried to bring to light some of the math and the science that's embedded in that technology. And connect it to their regular academics.
Another advantage is small class sizes. Students at Larsen's Bay get lots of personalized instruction. But perhaps best of all, according to teacher Rochelle Reed, Alaskan students have easy access to one of the world's most remarkable living laboratories.
I don't know any other kids anywhere in the world that get to like leave school for part of the day and go down to the beach and try to find an octopus. There's so many environmental things that we can bring in, and it's flexible. I mean, the kids show an interest in something or we're doing something, and they're like, oh, wow, this is really cool. We really have the option to take things as far as we want.
But on Kodiak Island, there's always the possibility that the lesson could actually go further than teachers or students might want. While I was visiting Larsen's Bay, townsfolk were talking about a bear wandering around the village. apparently a fairly common occurrence. Looking at education in the wilds of Alaska, I'm Mike Osborne for Coast to Coast.